Good morning, role players. Thank you for tuning in. I am so sorry I have been gone. I do not have a good answer, or a good excuse, I mean to say. I got depressed after I went on vacation. I say vacation, it was a staycation. I don't have the money to go anywhere. And when my staycation was over, I couldn't get back into it. I just could not. I meant to work the entirety of the vacation, do all the stuff, do all the content, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So I didn't, and then 1 week turned into two, and then two turned into essentially a month. I will do my best to make sure that we get some extra episodes out, because I still want to hit that number at the end of the year, and I'm working on a whole bunch of things. I still got things moving, thank goodness. But until then, hi, it's good to hear from you, or good to speak with you again. I'll figure out how to do this podcasting thing eventually. Until then, today I'm talking with Jessabe. She's a role player from World of Warcraft, and she also has some experience with the Tabletop Roleplay 3 add-on. We do go off on a bit of a tangent here and there, but hey, if you're listening to this podcast, you're well prepared for it now. And I know that you guys love the ADHD talk so much, so guess what we're bringing in? A whole bunch of ADHD talks. Again, thank you all so much for being patient. Happy to be back. Happy to get to talk with role players again. If you're a role player who'd like to come on the podcast, follow the doc down below. It's easy. I'll reach out to you. I'll reach out to everybody. If not, you know, come join the Discord. Say hi. I'll be happy to talk to you there. Anyways, have a wonderful day. And let's get Jessabe in here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's raining here. And oh. I like the rain, so that makes me really happy.
It just got done snowing here. Like, it's... I live in pretty much the middle of Tennessee. Or maybe the lower part of the middle of Tennessee. And so we don't normally get snow here. And it snowed so much that I could not go to work for the last week. And like the factory shut down and my road froze over and the city tried to send somebody out to get all the ice off the road and they couldn't even get up the hill, so they gave up. And so we've been stuck.
That sounds like a friend of mine lives in Tennessee and had like the exact same thing happen to them. So, kind of funny.
Yeah, it gave me a lot of time for role playing, which I did none of. I really wanted to. Yeah, I've just been so busy with everything else. I just haven't had the chance to actually get back in any MMO and role play.
Yeah.
I haven't even had a chance to do a tabletop role play.
Oh yeah, I've done both recently. So,
which tabletop are you playing right now?
D&D.
I've complained about D&D a little bit lately, but I have started to miss D&D, like just a good old fashioned classic D&D run with friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really fun. I would say my one complaint just for me, because I have ADHD, is the fact that combat takes so long, especially if you have a big party.
Yeah. I had a guy on here who helped design, not too long ago, who helped design a ADHD app. I forget what it's called off the top of my head, because I also have ADHD. Modern Sam, that's what it's called. Modern Sam. And it's supposed to be a lot like I haven't tested it myself. I haven't played it myself. But it's supposed to be a lot like a gamified app for people with ADHD. So, myself included. I desperately need something to occupy me at Daring Tabletops. So, the way I handle that is by taking an excessive amount of notes.
Yeah.
I have to, because like I am in one game right now. I'm in a Dark Heresy game.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to keep track of everything, to keep track of the characters, to keep track of the notes, I've made a sheet that has been divided for each of the players so each of the players can put notes in this Google Doc. And I have a section for characters and NPCs. I have a section for locations and events and rumors and stuff like that. And I have a day-by-day journal of what happens
You're just like the one person in the party that whenever something, some like long forgotten plot point comes up, everybody turns to you and is like, okay, what happened?
I can do a quick search to the Google Doc. I really have to though, because I just cannot focus
Yeah.
during a game. That's all it is. And it sucks so much because I love storytelling and I love role play so much. But I just when it sits down at the table, I can just see myself and feel myself just my eyes start dilating and I just lean back and I just start looking into space from my spot.
Yeah. No, I know. For me, it's not so bad when it's like in the actual roleplay parts, but for me, it's combat because there's so much downtime between your turns, especially if you have a bunch of different people. Like I think we had 9 people for a while, and that was a lot. And then the DM dropped it down to I think there was 6 of us.
Nine people?
Yeah, we
What?
had 9 people at first, and that was a little bit excessive. So the DM was like, once we got to the end of like the little starter campaign, the DM was like, do any of you voluntarily drop out so that I don't have to kick you out? And a couple people left that d really didn't enjoy the whole role playing thing. Because it was just a bunch of friends that just wanted to try out D&D
Yeah.
together. But yeah, I think I timed it one time with the 6 people, and between when my turn ended to when my next turn started was like a half an hour. And
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I can
I
understand
was
like
just
how.
like, and I was just like, I need to do something else. I
No.
can't just sit here for that long.
I get it. Like sometimes I have to take my Nintendo Switch or something like that to the table and bring it with me, and I have to look at my friends. I even do this during board games and card games when my friends and I sit down and play those. And it's just like, listen, no offense to anybody. I am here. I'm paying attention, but if I do not do something, I will go insane.
Yeah.
I will have to, like, I will not sit down with people again if they get upset that I have to bring something else to the table to keep me occupied. I'm sorry, this is just how I am. If I don't have like 4 things to focus on, like 3 to 4 things to focus on, I will go stir crazy really quick.
Yeah.
And I can
Yeah.
understand how situations where I can understand how you can find yourself in a situation where you have 9 players. Like you have a bunch of friends who are just like, let's play D&D, and then everyone's like, yeah, and you have like a large friends group.
Yeah.
D&D tabletops are not meant for 9 players.
They're not meant for 9 players. It was a mess, but we had so much fun. Like the role-playing part was super fun. It was just a combat, and so that's what I've told people. I'm like, I love the role-playing aspect of things. Not a big fan of combat. I've never really been a big fan of combat, even in WoW role-playing. Obviously, it depends on the combat system people use. Some people use a D&D system. Some people use a more active system. It kind of depends on the guild and depends on the person that you're role playing with. But I've always been more of a, I would rather sit and role play for hours than do combat.
I know, I feel the same way. I love stories and I'm a hopeless romantic. I really am.
Same.
I love stories that have like a lot of relationship building and just a lot of world building and just talking with other people. And it's so nice to like cozy up with my heated blanket here and my cup of coffee and just sit down at a table and just like start talking to the other players and the other people and reading stuff. I don't know why. I'm just that person.
No, I love it so much. It was really funny because I never really was into that kind of thing. I wasn't a big fan of writing. And my friend, sorry, my ADHD brain is being like, my best friend in high school actually introduced me to World of Warcraft, and she was like, I don't know if you'll like this, but I play this game and I role play in it. And I was like, what is that? Because I kind of understood the concept, but I never like specifically did it. And so she brought me along to her guild and she kind of taught me, and I was absolutely terrible at it at first.
Same.
But I eventually got better, and it just kind of turned into something that I really, really enjoyed. And then it got to the point that all of the friends that I played with kind of either moved on or did their own thing. And I've kind of bounced from game to game trying to figure out, you know, places to roleplay and stuff. And then I eventually took the skills that I learned while roleplaying and started writing. So it's kind of come full circle, which is really funny.
That was actually going to be my next question, is how you got involved in roleplaying in the first place. Was World of Warcraft roleplay your first stint into the roleplay scene?
Yes, from what I can remember timeline-wise, World of Warcraft was the first time that I myself actually, like, roleplayed.
So that happened with Solenia as well, where Solenia as well, where they found themselves in a situation where they were role-playing through the MMO first, and I thought that was so wild, because normally when people get into role-playing in MMOs, it's they already have a general idea of what role-playing is, and so to go from not knowing what role-play is to role-playing MMOs automatically is just, it's so crazy.
Yeah, it definitely was a big jump, because for me, I'm a very shy person, because I don't grasp things quite as easily as some other people do because of my ADHD. So I tend to take a bit longer to work out how things work, and especially in a situation where you're with other people, you have to work on it's hard during role-playing, because you kind of have these social cues that you learn by role-playing,
right?
Where it's like what people kind of what certain people want the story to go, or what they want or don't want. And sometimes you can talk it out with people beforehand, like if you're in a guild or something. But if you're just doing walk-ups, you just have to pay really close attention to how people are moving the story to kind of figure out what they want and they don't want. And that was really hard for me, because I've gotten a lot better over the years, but when I first started, I was like really bad at social cues, especially over text. And so it made it really difficult for me to really get into that. I have so many funny stories of just random things that happened. But yeah, just generally going into an MMO scene was just really crazy, because suddenly I'm this person who's really insecure. I've never roleplayed before, and all of my friends are just like, okay, we're gonna go to Stormwind and we're just gonna do walk-up RP, and I'm like, okay, I guess we can do that.
Let's do it. Oh goodness. Hey you. Okay. Thank you. I get that, because, and also another thing to add on to that, like a sort of something that frustrated me at first, I've gotten much better about it myself, is that not only do people expect the story to go a certain way, but people also expect you to pay close attention to certain elements of their character that you also just don't pick up on. And like, I would have no reason to pick up on. Like I with using Total Roleplay 3, which we'll get to that here in a bit, people can put like at a glance and stuff like that. And sometimes I don't have the ability, like sometimes I forget to read the at a glance stuff, or sometimes I'm so drained that I just don't think about it. And people will expect you to read those things, and I'm just like, people will expect you to read those things, and they just, I just don't sometimes.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I've seen so many role players in different places all over WoW that have like paragraphs in their at a glance section. And it's like, if you ever see any of my characters, I have too many of them. But if you ever see any of my characters, I tend to try and keep the at a glance to a sentence or less. If I need two sentences, it's because it's something that's probably really important, or I just couldn't describe it in one sentence. But it's like, my goal is always about a sentence. because that's as much as my brain can take if I'm just like glancing at something, which is what they're meant for. They're not meant for having entire paragraphs. That's for your backstory. But also, what annoyed me is people that expected you to like walk up to them and then have read their backstory. And I'm like, hun, I literally just met you on the street. I'm not gonna know your entire backstory.
Precisely. Oh my God, yes, homie. I get that. I feel that in my soul. Every bit of it. Like, oh.
I'm like, honey, literally, if I'm just walking up to you in the street, like I'm doing in game, I'm not gonna know your entire backstory. Like,
There's
I'm not
no
gonna know
reason
anything
to.
about you except for what you look like
Why would
and
my
maybe how you
Draenei,
talk.
yeah, why would my Draenei, who has been alive for 50,000 plus years, know your fucking gnome's backstory? What
Yeah.
world does that make sense in? I don't get that. I don't get that, but that is a thing that we do have to deal with sometimes. Now, I will say that the role-playing community has gotten better about that.
Yeah, they have definitely. I started in, let's see. I started at the very tail end of Legion, so that should tell you how long I've been. I wanted to say 4 years, and then I'm like, no, honey, it's been longer than that because you've graduated college now. It's been like 7, 6? It's been a while.
It's been a while since Legion came out. Every now and again, I'm astounded by how long World of Warcraft has been around and how long I've had these characters for. I have characters that are older than my own child, which is just astounding. Like, active characters that are older than my son, and that is just wild to me.
Yeah. No, I know. I have my main. She's a druid, and I've been playing her since I started. She's literally the first character that I ever made. And I still have her, and I still play her. She's still my main.
That's awesome. My first character is dead and gone.
Oh no,
Sorry
O
about that.
sevens. O
Huh?
sevens.
I used to have a guild for red shirts where people would just make characters to die so that they could so you know they could go out into the other like so they could go out to other events and they could be there for like, oh, you need something dramatic to happen and you need someone to die? Well, guess what, homie? That's what we're here for.
I love that. That's amazing.
Eventually I'll start that all back up, but I have too much going on right now. And hey, if anybody's listening to this and wants to take that idea, please do it. Everybody. Oh man, people are so happy when a red shirt is around.
That's so funny.
We were talking about Total Role Play 3, and if this is okay, I would like to segue into that, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
You are one of the developers for Total Role Play 3, is that right?
Kind of. I wouldn't say I'm a developer. I kind of help around where I can. I have the dev tag for third party stuff because I was making this is a point of this is a big joke in the Total Role Play 3 Discord server. So I was developing a desktop version of Total Role Play 3, so that you could edit your character. Everything in the Total Roleplay 3, you could edit basically without having to open the game. That was my goal.
That's pretty cool.
And so I joined the Discord while I was in just getting into college. I went to college for software engineering. I joined the Discord when I was just getting into college in like 2019, I think it was like May or something, trying to figure out how their file structure worked for their Lua file, their Total Roleplay 3 Lua file. And I was trying to figure out the big joke of the server is the fact that I still haven't finished said project because ADHD is OP.
Oh God, it is the greatest debuff known to man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Well, that's not true, but it certainly feels like it at times.
So I know a lot about the inner workings of the add-on, which is why I have the dev tag so that I can access the dev channel so that I can ask dev questions about stuff. Still haven't finished the program yet, and you will constantly see when people ask for ETAs of things, Sol or Meow will respond with whenever TRP3 desktop comes out and then tag me. It is just great. It's just great.
No, I get it. I've been trying to do a couple of projects for just the longest now. Like, I'm trying to build my own website for role players, and then not just MMO role players, but for role players of all kinds. And because we don't have, like, we role players do not have a unified site, and it just sucks. And I've been trying to do that, so I've been learning how to build a website myself. I have no prior experience, and I wouldn't wish this. I was telling Selenia about this. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, because, boy.
Well, and CSS is the devil. I will just come out and say, as a software engineer with a bachelor's degree in software engineering, CSS is my worst enemy. Like, I hate it so much. It's my least favorite language. I can never get it to work properly.
I have been struggling to learn, like, things, like, people might as well just be speaking another language for me. I mean, it is essentially another language, but people might as well just be speaking some Eldritch horror stuff into my ear, because this stuff just goes in one ear and just goes out the other. I just do not understand it, and it drives me insane.
My absolute favorite thing is when somebody does something and you copy it exactly and it just doesn't work. And you're like, doesn't okay. Work.
Oh, yes. Dude, I get that in my soul. But I'm sorry. I'm starting to rant again.
You're so fine. You're so fine.
When did you decide to bring your love for, maybe love is a strong word. When did you just sort of bring your passion for software engineering into your role-playing world?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so it was probably... So I found Total Role Play 3. My friend gave it to me when I started. She was like, this is the one that we all use. And so I use that. I've used the other two. I've used XRP and I've used MRP. And just always kind of came back to Total Role Play 3 just because there's so much that you can do with it, especially with Extended. Yes. And I always found the gripe of wanting to edit my characters or write their backstories or fill out their profiles, and I would have to log into the character and I would have this spot in Stormwind. It's by the Mage Tower on top of that giant mountain. I would use flying to get up on top of that giant, like, mountain.
I know exactly right what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I would put, like, a cooking campfire up there, and I'd just sit my character down and, like, write their total roleplay thing.
I used to do the same stuff. I'll be honest. Okay, so I was fucking weird about this. I would sit up there, and what I would do is I would sit on top of buildings with my Draenei and just, like, read people's roleplay as I was editing my total roleplay. I know that's weird. I'm not a stalker, I swear to God. I like to read these things as I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then I would get distracted by people's roleplay, and then I'd be like, oh, I wish I was down there roleplaying right now. And then I'd be like, wait a second, I'm an adult, I can do that. And then I'd go back down there, and my roleplay, my profile would still not be ready.
Yeah, no. So, but I always hated the fact that, like, I had to be logged into the character, because I would log into my character and my guild would be like, hey, do you want to roleplay? And I'd be like, well, I want to finish my profile. And they're like, oh, you have the basics. You don't need to, like, fully flesh it out. And so then I would end up just never doing it. So I was sitting in Orgrimmar one time on a Horde character doing the same thing on one of the cliff sides. I have a spot for the Horde and I have a spot for the Alliance where I just sit into my TRPs. But I was sitting up there and I was like, you know, I wish someone would make a program that I could do this from my desktop and not have to log into WoW. And I was like, honey, you're a software engineer. You can do that. And then that's where I kind of started. I started by making a blank profile, going through and editing different things, and then looking into the file, seeing, okay, how is this being saved. And I actually have, I still have it. It's in my bookshelf right there. I printed out a profile that is in the totalrp.lua. So it's in the coded format. Mm-hmm. I printed it out and then like labeled, color-coded labeled everything and where it came from in the code.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very vast knowledge of how things get saved, and how they're updated, how they're stored. And then I just never finished that. And every time I talk about it, I feel really bad because I never finished it because it's such a cool idea. I'm just really bad at making UI. So I actually have pretty much the back end for it entirely mm-hmm. done. I could make a command line thing. But yeah, so I just don't have a UI set up for it.
You all heard it here first. If we can just get ourselves a UI designer in here, we can get this boat on the road.
Yeah, give me a UI designer. I can go crazy.
But no, that sounds like a really cool idea. I know a ton of people who would really appreciate that. I myself am just very bad about like getting, when I get into the game, I will try to sit there and fix my RP, my profile, but like then I'm just like, but I could go roleplay right now.
You could be doing so many other things. It's like you could go, and especially if you run on a character that you're in a guild that maybe is not just for roleplay, you have people that are asking you, hey, do you want to run dungeons? Or hey, do you want to do Mythic Plus? Or do you want to do this raid? And for me, having ADHD, I don't really have that, discipline to be like, okay, I'm doing this total RP thing. I just follow the dopamine. So if the guild is like, hey, do you want to do Mythic Plus? And my brain goes, yes. I go, okay, I guess I'm doing that then. Because if I try and stick to this total RP, I'm going to just be sad.
Yeah, I get that. And also, another thing that I have, and I don't know if you do this as a role player, I have, sometimes when I'm writing up the role play, like the profile and stuff like that, I have this inability, or this... I get to the point where I'm typing everything up, and then I look at the phrasing of how I did things, and be like, that sucks, I have to redo this. I have to redo the whole section. Mm-hmm. No, this is garbage, it is god-awful, low-tier roleplay stank, and I don't want to put this on my fellow roleplayers.
Yeah, but no, I totally feel that. I totally feel that, because, especially before I started writing, when I first started, when I was in high school, it was just like I was trying everything to follow all the like little rules and stuff of role playing, because there's a lot of rules that people have.
Yeah.
That you really don't know when you first start. You kind of figure a lot of them out by osmosis, but when you're really bad at social cues and you're not great at learning rules by osmosis, it gets really hard.
No, I agree. How did you overcome that, by the way?
Oh gosh, it was just experience and just having people, like I said, I was in a guild. I had my two best friends, my best friend and her boyfriend at the time, were just kind of, he knew a lot about lore, and she was really good with, just walking around and meeting people. So if I ever had a lore question or something that my character should know, I would talk to him and I would be like, okay, what should I know? And he would give me kind of like a brief bite-sized rundown of like, okay, how old is your character? Okay, you would have probably, because I played an elf, so it was really hard. I played a night elf druid. And so it was really hard because he was like, okay, well, you would have probably been around during like, you know, the different wars and stuff. And it was like, oh my gosh. Anytime somebody brought up a war and they would say like the third war, I would be like, what one is that? I don't remember.
Oh no, I understand that because World of Warcraft, go figure, has a lot of wars in it. Who could have thunk it?
Who would have thought? No, and there's ones that have like multiple names, so people would call them different things, and I'd be like, are they different? And he'd be like, no, they're the same thing. And I'd be like, okay. And so I had an entire like Google Doc, because I have two monitors. So I have an entire Google Doc that I had of just like important points. So like, hey, this is kind of like, also nobody follows the same timeline.
No, God, no. Like,
Nobody does.
it's so frustrating. Hold on, I one quick rant off the side, real quick. It is so frustrating when someone doesn't acknowledge the lore. It is so. I get it. There are some bits of the lore that fucking sucks, but just deciding that you're not going to follow the lore for some god awful reason, because you didn't like it, and expect everybody else to do the same automatically. It ruins it can drive such a wedge into the community, and I do not understand why we do it.
I know for me, I had a guild where the guild specifically was like, we kind of have our own lore.
And that's fine, like closed off roleplay,
Yeah,
you can
closed
do
off,
whatever.
that's what I was getting at. Closed off roleplay, you can kind of do whatever you want with, and it's totally fine. It's when people do it in Stormwind or like in walk-ups where they're like really trying to roleplay with others without any prior like meetup, is when it starts kind of bothering me that a bunch of people have different time. It was also really bugging me because people would take actual lore and change when stuff happened. And I was like, and it was really confusing to me as a new player who had never played WoW before, when I had to keep asking this friend, like, and he would just keep saying, oh yeah, no, that's wrong. This person isn't following lore. Don't worry about it. Just kind of go with it. And that was hard for me.
That's so, like, yeah, like, okay, in guild, like in closed doors, whether it's in a guild or just between you and like a group of friends, you guys can do whatever you want. You can literally make yourselves the heroes of the world, and it is totally fine. But when it comes to outside roleplay, when it comes to like it comes to open roleplay, as they call it, when you're deciding that you happen to be the chosen one or you are the Vestige of Death, then it just doesn't make any sense, because what else is doing the same thing? And then you have a paradox, and then you blow up, I guess. I don't know.
And I think this is why, I think this is why a lot of people have a hard time role-playing in other MMOs. For example, Final Fantasy 14 is another one that I've tried to role play in, and there's a role play community in that game, don't get me wrong, but in World of Warcraft specifically, it's constantly talking about how you're not the only like hero. The story is based around you as the hero, obviously, but you go into dungeons and you go into raids where there's multiple champions of A or of Azeroth, and there's multiple, like, pretty much every player character is a hero of Azeroth in their own right, kind of a thing. Whereas in Final Fantasy 14, I kind of call a single player game with MMO aspect. Because it's highly, I don't know if you've ever played it, it's
I
highly,
have.
highly story driven. It's basically a single player game, with dungeons, and with raids. Pretty much most of the MMO stuff, besides the dungeons, is like end game. Which it depends on what you do. I had a group of friends that was at the end of the game, and I was first starting it, and I kind of rushed through the story because I wanted to get to play with them, and I didn't enjoy it as much as if I had taken the time to do the story. So I'm actually going through on a new character and like actually trying to savor the story. But then it turns into a single player game. I'm not playing with any of my friends, and that's kind of sucks. But anyway, what I was getting at is, in Final Fantasy 14, you are Hydaelyn's chosen. You specifically are the only person in the story that kind of has all these things happen to you. And the people in dungeons are described as, you can actually see them in certain cutscenes spawn in. They're described as like visages from another, from alternate universes, basically.
I haven't gotten far into the story, unfortunately, because I'm a role player. I'm also a very slow player in general. Like I will 100% if someone gives me the option of going doing the high end raid or the or a chance to role play for like 30 minutes, I'll pick role play.
Yeah,
like 100%. Like I'm sorry, I just am. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah, and so a lot of my friends that play Final Fantasy are like, it's kind of more difficult to role play in Final Fantasy 14 because of how they have the story set up. If you wanted to do the actual story, because all of you exist technically, but you can't all be the hero of Azor or of Eorzea. Mm-hmm. So
you can't all be the Warrior of Light.
Yeah, you can't all be the Warrior of Light. From what I found in Final Fantasy 14 is a lot of people will just kind of they'll do their own thing as far as, it's not as lore heavy as WoW is. It's right. More of, you'll find a lot of more slice of life kind of roleplay than lore based roleplay, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it does.
I don't even remember what the original question was. 10 out of 10 ADHD brain.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. So one of the things, although I will say this about Final Fantasy the critically acclaimed MMO Final Fantasy.
Oh my goodness. I have a Discord bot. Anytime in my server that someone says FFXIV, it sends the copy pasta. It's great.
I'm sorry.
It's so good.
That shouldn't be me.
It'll just be in the middle of a conversation. It doesn't even have to be like just FFXIV. It can just be like somebody will be having a conversation and say Final Fantasy 14 or FFXIV, and then the bot will just send the copy pasta. They'll be like, Jesse, why?
Can you let me use that bot, please? I really want that bot.
It's so good.
I'm being serious. Can you please send me that bot? Can I add that bot to my server so that can happen?
Yeah, maybe. It's a bot I've actually made myself, so I'm right in the middle of rewriting her.
That's awesome.
Because Discord
that.
Updated their API and broke like everything.
Oh god, that's another thing. I will. Hold on. I'll get into that in a minute, but. What I was gonna say is, like, one of the reasons why I like Final Fantasy 14 role-playing and I like Elder Scrolls role-playing is because they give you the option to have your own little space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Within the game. An example, housing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, World of Warcraft does not do that except for garrisons. And the garrisons are so boring.
I actually have my garrison set up as like a little roleplay town, uh-huh. And it was actually a head base for my guild at one point when I ran my own guild.
Yeah, my housing in ESO is for my guild as well.
But yeah, but it was like the one character that I have a tier 3 garrison on, and I never did it for any other character because it was like 20 hours just to get... this in low-level content that you're pretty much just clicking through while you're watching a movie or doing something else. But it's like, this is just dumb. They should just let you skip all the stuff now or just let you buy it with gold now.
Yeah.
Especially since it's so old.
All right, we're midway through. I don't have any questions this week. I asked my Discord and they refused to give me a question to answer. Damn you guys. It's okay. It's totally fine. That's just one of those things where I want to... I don't have to have a question or an answer to give, you know. I just wanted to make sure I have a spot to do that. If you have a question about role-playing, it's one of the few things that I feel like I have just a genuine amount of expertise in. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. It could be drama-related, it could be character-related, it could be lore-related. Just let me know. And maybe I'll get to do it with the cat in the background meowing at me. All right, with that said... I also want to use this spot as a means to
let people know about some friends of mine, and my friends over at Nameless Monsters are back at it again. Listen to their podcast. Here's a promo.
Welcome to Nameless Monsters, an actual play podcast currently running Monster of the Week by Michael Sands. Think things are strange in your neck of the woods? Try triple springs on Versailles.
Max is going to take a second. She's been schlepping this person-sized duffel bag. She's going to put it down, undo the combination lock, and she pulls out a belt of grenades.
Max, you're the government person, so I don't want to, like, tell you how to do your job.
Join Brad, Mags, and Morris as they try to navigate the weirdness facing them at every turn.
Oh no. Starting out strong with a 6.
Oh no!
I've got 2 charm and everything.
Brad is so charming.
She shoots you.
Oh shit!
Nameless Monsters. Catch us every other Wednesday on your favorite platform. And happy hunting.
It is pretty old. And unfortunately, there's like we were all hoping that the garrisons were like a prelude to like housing or just something like that, and it just never happened, and it's so sad. And I don't know why I'm ranting about this. I just wish they had housing.
I agree.
And World of Warcraft, it'd be so cool. Like, you give the profession something else to do.
Yeah.
Because there was, I don't know what the professions look like now. I haven't really done any of the new content. I'm ashamed to admit. But because again, when I log in, I pretty much just hang around Starwind and roleplay. That's just what I do. And I don't know what the professions look like now, but I remember for the longest, they just were awful. They didn't do anything anymore. Very few of the professions were worth anything at all. So having the ability to like make furniture and stuff like that for housing and selling that, that would just, I don't know. I would give more players to do. It would give players more to do, and it would keep the players in the game longer. So why wouldn't you want to implement that? I don't.
Yeah.
That's what I need you guys to do. I need you guys to add a tab for housing in the TRP thing, and I need you guys to make it to where people can just like write out housing stuff. And that's a really stupid one. Never mind. I'm ranting. I'm lamenting. I'm sorry.
No, I totally understand that. I totally understand that. One of the completely off vein, but still somehow related, because that's how my brain works. I actually participated in and was one of the key writers for a Minecraft roleplay that I did with a bunch of my friends. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun because we were able to build pretty much the world. Mm-hmm. From the ground up. So we started in a super flat world and we kind of like built a town and built all the key landmarks that we would be using for the roleplay beforehand. And then we did a roleplay and it was super fun. I don't know where I was going with that, but it was super fun.
No, I like doing that because I like building the world around the characters, and I like being able to look back in a story and actually see a physical progression of the narrative. And I just do. That's one of the reasons why I take so many notes while I'm role-playing, is just because it not only does it help me with my ADHD, but I can look back on everything and go, wow, we've done a fucking lot in this.
Yeah.
Definitely. One of the games I missed the most, and I don't know if you ever got to role-play in this one, is Wildstar. And Wildstar, unfortunately, has cut down.
Yeah, dude. A lot of game. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, going back, you asked me what was the first game that I ever role played in. And at the time, I said World of Warcraft because that's as far back as my brain went. Actually, that's not true. I remember role playing in. It was called Pixie Hollow. It was one of the old Disney MMOs back before it shut down in 2013, September 19, 2013, when all the Disney MMOs shut down. Mm-hmm. It was like one of my favorite games of all time. It was basically a Disney Fairies MMO. Mm-hmm. And you had your own little house and people would set up like stuff. We would play like, I mean, you're children. You're like, I think I was like, let's see, 2000 10. I would have been like 9, 10. And so you would play like school, or you would play like college, you know, because when you're that young, you're like, oh, college is so cool. And you would play like, I ran a restaurant out of my house at one point. Just little things. And it was so fun because they had like the speed chat filter is what they called it. And so you couldn't say like numbers. And so you would make up, people would make up different ways of saying numbers. So like by like that the filter would allow. So like instead of saying one, you know, like O-N-E, you would say on. Or two was just a different version of, instead of the number T-W-O, you would say T-O-O, stuff like that. Three was tree, four was door, stuff like that. And so you would just kind of have to role play around this filter. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah, so that was probably my first ever experience with quote-unquote role-playing. Yeah. It wasn't really being a different character. It was just more like playing, like, restaurant and stuff.
No, I get it. I get it.
But yeah, no, it was fun. That's another thing. I miss Pixie Hollow. It's like the one Disney MMO that doesn't have a good remake.
I think I role-played on Gaia Online for a little bit. Now that we're talking about this.
Heard of that. Yeah.
It's like in the recesses of my mind, and I don't like where it's taking me. one of the things about WildStar that I liked so much was that you could build cities, essentially.
Yeah.
Like your player home could essentially just be a city.
Yeah.
And you could connect it with other player homes, making it a bigger city.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's wild. And unfortunately, it's been shut down. It's sad because I really do miss that aspect. Anyways, but
yeah.
With all that said, one of the things where was I going with this? My ADHD brain has taken over. I'm so sorry.
Brain, no, same.
Well, do you have any? So besides your current project that you're working on, do you have any other things that you want to do for the roleplay community at large?
Oh gosh, yes and no. I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things that are never going to come to fruition because of my ADHD.
I don't know if you have to do this. I have to keep a folder of projects, right?
Yeah.
It's a actual folder of projects here. And I will write up the name. Like I have this document on my Google Drive, right? And it's called project summary chart. It essentially what it is you put the name, the idea, like the name of the project, right, and a summary of what the project's going to be, and on a scale of 1 to 5, like how important is this project, right?
Yeah.
And then I print out that project after I get done like writing and filling up all this information, and I stick it in my folder.
And then I don't ever do it.
I have a whole folder just full of projects right here that I'll never get to because a bunch of them are rated 1, which means they're not important at all. And a bunch of them are rated 5, which means they're the most important.
Yeah. Side note. So I do actual writing now, which is really fun for me because I get to basically make my own stories out of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have so many ideas. I literally bounce between like 5 different stories, writing stories, just because of my ADHD and like what I want to do at the time. So it's really funny because I have a channel in the Discord server that I use for writing, that's just like all of my story ideas, and I think I have like 15 right now that I want to write at one point. I was like, I'm never gonna get to all of these.
Yeah,
it's never gonna happen.
I can only have 5 projects running at a time, and unfortunately, one of the projects, like 2 of the projects, are constant things. Like they are things I'm supposed to be doing consistently and constantly to help me get going. And the other one is the website.
Yeah,
One of which is this podcast, one of which is something I call Locations and Lore, which I am trying to work on. And right now, DaVinci Resolve is being a butt, and not I don't know why it's not working.
Oh, no.
I know, and I have, I have the first episode of Locations and Lore almost done. And what this is supposed to be an idea of going out and exploring all the different in-game locations for role players and telling them how you get here, what are the different phases, how many people are probably going to be coming through here, the different bugs and problems that you might find, and reasons why you might want to role play here.
There's so many cool role play spots.
I know there are so many awesome ones. Anyways, before I start going off, so I have that. I have the podcast. I have the website. I have two other projects that I'm working on right now. One of which is audio dramatization of a tabletop me and some friends are doing, and another one which I cannot remember off the top of my head, and that's not a good sign. But
I love that.
And so. Eventually, I will finish these projects and I will add on another project for everyone to take off. But if I go past those five projects, I will certainly not get anything done ever.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks because there's so much I want to do.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you experience this, but I definitely do. In the sense of you desperately want to do something, you want to work on something, and your brain's just like, nah.
No, dog, no, don't do it. You should just rest right now. You should just,
yeah.
You should maybe and go take a shower and lay down.
But I really want to write, but I really want to role play. And your brain's just like, nah. Like, okay. And everybody's just like, but if you want to do it, just do it. And I'm like, it's not that easy. Yeah. It's not that easy.
It's not like, I remember the fifth project. I'm working on a documentary right now on I can never think of the name of this, and I'm so mad because I've said it so many times. Do you know the Draenei sport that was made canon in the game?
It sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you what the name of it is or what it is.
Yeah, so a player came on, and she decided that she was going to make a sport, and Blizzard took it and actually made it canon in the game.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm working on a documentary about that right now. So at night, when I put my son to bed, I go into my bed and I just sit there and right away. But my mind is just like, oh God, it's so late. I'm so tired. And I really want to go to sleep so I can be up at 5 o'clock in the morning so I can keep working. Then I got to go to work at the factory for 12 hours and then I got to come home and take care of my son.
Yeah.
No, I know. But right now I can't because it's icy outside.
Yeah. No, I know it's definitely crazy because I would say, just as someone that has ADHD, it's a lot harder than people think it is. Like when you look at media and when you look at how people with ADHD are depicted, it's really depicted as like having superpowers. Is like, oh, you can hyperfixate on something and get it done really quickly, or you have all of these ideas and you're constantly making up. Like, I constantly am making up roleplay ideas, and I'm constantly making up, book or novel ideas that I'm writing, or short story ideas, and I constantly have all of these in my head, and they're like, you're so creative, you're so cool, and I'm like, yeah, okay, but the thing that you don't see is the fact that I can never start on anything, ever. Literally, the hardest part about doing a project is starting on it. It's not about finishing it, it's not about, anything that happens in between. If I can start it, I can finish it.
So people consistently forget that the first D in ADHD stands for deficit.
Yeah.
Deficit hyperactivity disorder. I am hyper literally all the time. And as an adult, that is exhausting. And my attention must be spread across a bunch of different things or else I cannot focus. I'm sorry, that is just how it is.
Yeah, it's like literally I'm doing this interview. Okay, I'm doing this interview. I have Cat FM radio open in an alternate tab, so it's just like music with cat synth. I have literally this notepad that I'm writing down things that pop into my head, and then I'm looking out my window while I'm talking, and that's like literally what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, the three things I'm doing, I also got music going on in the background because I always have a little bit of jazz music going on in the background. I always have to have
some sort of music.
Yeah, it cannot be quiet. It cannot be quiet. I don't know why. I hate the silence. I don't know why.
Same.
I like my music. Like, I don't want like giant bass, my walls booming, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like having my chill music just gently in the background. And I'm also sitting here writing in my Google Docs because I, as we are talking, I want to make notes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's frustrating. Anyways, enough of us ranting about ADHD. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. You're totally fine. I'm trying to get back on track. I have to have somebody keep telling me that. I will go off on different tangents for hours.
Yeah, as well. But we are getting to the point where we're closing down the conversation because I have to keep this underneath an hour or else editing will...
The editing will suck. Yeah, okay. Is there anything else that you want to ask me that's like...
Well, the last thing I'd like to ask my guests is if you were talking to the role players out there, is there any advice you would like to give them?
Oh, is there any advice? Do it a lot. That's all I'd say. Like, if you want to get better at role playing, just keep doing it. I know it's going to seem like you're going to start out and you're going to be like, I completely suck at this. This is just too hard. I'm never going to get better at this. If that sounds like you, just keep doing it. Because you're only going to get better if you do something. You're not going to get better by... And I would also say watch how other people roleplay, too. And kind of take notes on, like, what people do, what people don't do, how they roleplay. I could get into my own opinions on different ways people roleplay. But it's, like, keep immersing yourself in the place. Keep doing things. Do your research. If it's something that you're truly interested in and that you truly want to do, keep doing it, and you'll eventually get better.
Yeah, that's. I mean, we all sucked at one point.
All
right.
Oh yeah, We all started at the beginning, and I say this to everybody. I'm like, if somebody makes fun of you, or for being a beginner, they clearly have forgotten what it was like to be a beginner.
Yeah, like it. I don't want anyone to ever think that I outshine them or I outclass them in any sort of way, especially in this hobby. I'm never going to gatekeep this hobby because, like, in order to... Most role players understand that if they want to role play, they need you, another human being. Hopefully you're a human being, and if you're not, okay. But, you know, you on the other side, role playing with them. Like, we need you, so... Like, understand, like, most role players are going to be there, generally probably be accepting and be there to help if you need it.
Yeah.
And that's all I got. It's actually killing me right now.
We stand, dude. No, okay, last thing I'm gonna say is if you want a cool role play spot in World of Warcraft, there are these little dens in Azura, let's see, what's it called? Azuna. Mm-hmm. That's the one it's called. The one in Legion. There are these little dens, like, that are under the trees for, like, a quest or something. And they're basically, like, caves that have, like, little fountains and orbs and stuff in them. And they're really aesthetically cool. Another one that I really like, it's not technically somewhere that you're supposed to go. But if you are a warrior, if you have some sort of jump mechanic, so warriors, demon hunters are the ones that I usually go in because they have glides. I know that outlaw rogues with their hookshot can do it too. But basically, you set your dungeon mode to heroic because you have 10, you have the lockout system of you can only do like 10 dungeons in like an hour or something, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go up to the main entrance of Strathholm and you just walk in and out of the dungeon and you come out of the dungeon, reset the dungeon, go back in until you hit the lockout limit. And then you can walk inside of the portal into the between without going through the loading screen. And you can clip through that invisible wall and go into Strathholm uninstanced. You can find videos on how to get through, but basically if you go through and you can clip out of the map and there's a little tower on a little like peninsula that's called Quil'Danas, is, I believe, what the game calls it. And there's like a little tower, there's a little dock, and it has like little tables and chairs set up. It looks like a little party area. It's really cute.
That's really cool. I think I know what you're talking about.
And I like taking a group of like demon hunters, or we had like a mage that could do slow fall for people. As long as you have, yeah, it's like as long as you have some way of clipping into the invisible wall, and then you just hearth out. I've never had a problem with it, but I know some people are like, I don't know if you'd want to do that because Blizzard might see that you're in a place that you're not supposed to be, but technically you're still on the map. So, I don't know.
We here at the Core Roleplayers Guild do not endorse any criminal activity.
No, but it is cool. And it's something that's been in the game for years. I mean, so I feel like if they would, I feel like if they didn't want you to do it, they would have patched it out. Maybe they don't.
You know what Blizzard could do? Blizzard could give you an ability to go into these dungeons as role players, and they would just let you go in without fucking spawning any enemies. That would be kind of cool. But on the same topic, really quick before we go, one of my favorite places, if you haven't done this or haven't gone there in a while, in Mists of Pandaria. Mm-hmm. There is bridges in the Jade Forest, and on these bridges, underneath the actual, and they go up high and into the air, and it's really cool, and it's beautiful, and it's stunningly gorgeous up there. And if you go and you are walking on one of these bridges, in the pillars there are these taverns, inside the pillars, and I love those. Have to be one of my favorite spots. As a matter of fact, those were the inspirations behind Locations and Lore. That was the reason why I wanted to start doing this, was so I could get people more interested in the outside world besides just Stormwind and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, there's definitely so many cool places in World of Warcraft that people like never roleplay and never see because everybody's just in Stormwind.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you so much, Jessica. I really appreciate you coming on ADHD takes over again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was really fun. I've never really done something like this before, so it was super. It was super fun.
Well, you are more than welcome to come on again at any point. And as always, our hour mark has hit, and the talks have to cease because I already overwhelmed myself enough. And if I kept going, well, I would never get anything out at all. It's been a genuine pleasure speaking, talking with the community, as always. Super happy to speak with anybody with role-playing experience or anybody who is interested in it. Again, if you are one of these people, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to have you on and talk with you. I will work with you. I have stayed up super late into the night just to be able to talk to people, so if you are worried that you don't have the ability to come on this podcast, as long as you have a microphone and access to Discord, I will be happy to have you on. And if you don't, I know other ways of getting you on. So, yeah, come on to the podcast. And also, hey, come join the Discord. It's full of wonderful people. People I really like. People I really love. And they are all very nice, just great people who love role-playing and who are happy to talk about the hobby. I'll try to get those extra episodes out here and there as I can, and I will try not to let this happen again. Anyways, until next Thursday, everybody, or sooner if I can get another episode out. Take care. Oh, and stay in character.